The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, Representative White.
Hi, good morning.
Great to have you on. I know you're having a busy morning, and so thanks for making a little time for us. What's your reaction to this investigative report by Todd Shepard, Broad and Liberty, where they're saying that, and they have some video evidence, some pictorial, tangible evidence, you know, saying that Krasner accepted this endorsement? You know, tell me your reaction, if you would.
Yeah, I saw that article as well. And Todd Shepard has done many other investigatory type articles in the past that I've seen, and they're very well done, which is why I, you know, was happy to share it and express my concerns, because, you know, no elected official, particularly the district attorney of the city of Philadelphia, should be wanting or seeking out an endorsement from a convicted child, you know, sexual predator. And I think that that is what we've seen from, you know, the Democrat Party, is that, you know, they just don't care. And it's really sad.
Yeah. And you know what? I think in this one, too, the fact that it's so recent, a jury just, I mean, we're only in February here in 2025. So a jury within, let's say, weeks, right, has found this guy guilty of these felony counts involving a child under the age of 13. This is a little child. If it were somebody, it'd be bad enough if it was a case like 10 or 20 years ago, but that's not what this is. It's a case that just happened. So there's 0% chance, in my humble opinion, that they say, oh, well, we didn't know. This was somebody who did something, and it's horrible, but it was a long time ago. This is a very recent case.
Yeah, and that's what makes it even worse, right? It was prosecuted by Krasner's office, and they're trying to claim they had no idea. Oh, they had no idea that when they went in that it was a Democrat ward leader, one of the most important endorsements that they need to get in the Democrat primary, because it represents like 8% of their Democrat primary voters, which could sway the election. And so Krasner's claiming, I guess, that he didn't know that this guy was a child, basically rapist. And, you know, I think it's disgusting. I think it's foul. And it just goes to show you that Krasner prefers criminals. Like, it's no doubt about it. He's a pro-criminal DA. So, of course, that's what he seeks out his support from.
Yeah, I agree with you, Martina. I couldn't help but think about earlier, last hour, I interviewed Nancy, the mother of Officer Andrew Duarte, who was killed in York, Pennsylvania, at the hospital there. His mom, Nancy, calling in and really just wants her son remembered as a hero. And I think about that, and she referenced the fact that her son just turned 30, her only child, by the way, but that it was important to him to work in law enforcement, even despite the defund the police movement. And I can't help but think about that, you know, here's somebody with Krasner. It seems like, man, he's chomping at the bit, it feels like, to go after people in law enforcement. And yet here's somebody, this is a horrible, you know, conviction by a jury of abuse and sex assault, penetration of a child, you know, basically 12 or under. I just can't help but make that comparison.
No, I my heart goes out to her family and to the officer and all of our law enforcement officers. You know, they went through so much throughout, you know, the riots and looting here in Philadelphia, and Krasner just kind of standing by, letting it all happen, not prosecuting any of those people who the officers were able to capture and catch them. And it persists, right? Krasner, it's kind of like they call him Uncle Larry, and they're like, oh, well, if you know the guy, then he's going to look out for you. And you can look at that Leonard Hill case. Mm-hmm. He shoots somebody in the back of the head and kills them. And you know, it's like, what is happening to our justice system when you have a defense attorney who's in charge of, you know, prosecuting crimes. And the reality is you have lawlessness and at times anarchy. And right now our city is trying to come and dig out of that mess and try to get more law enforcement officers to join the academy. And, you know, we just saw here in Philadelphia, the Philly PD did an amazing job. They apprehended all of these gang members, and they were basically, there were 31 victims over the course of like a few year period of time. And our officers were able to catch all these gang members, and now they're finally being held accountable. So law enforcement officers, you know, just thank you for your service out there, you guys and girls. You know, we can't keep our community safe without you, and we need more of you.
Yeah, and a lot of these, and that was the arrests and the gang war involving three different groups, 31 victims, 12 young people charged. In any way, and I have to ask the question because we're in a sanctuary city, as far as the 12 young people, that they are charged, but is there any evidence that they were recruited or have anything to do with what we're hearing about with gang, with even American citizens who are recruited by those cartels and gangs coming in, or whether or not they're non-citizen kids?
So I don't have specifics on that aspect of that case, of those cases involving the 12 young people who were arrested. But I can say this, that the Democrat Party, they left our border wide open, enabling child and human traffickers. You know, you remember the imagery of Joe Biden sniffing little kids' hair. And, you know, you got the Democrats out of Hollywood that are backing people like Krasner that, you know, did the whole Epstein Island stuff. Ugh. And then you've got Josh Shapiro with his sexual harassment scandal under his watch. And then you keep in mind, right, that Krasner and Shapiro are both backed by the Soros family. So, you know, they're just used to this sorts of behavior, and it's disgusting, and it really needs to stop.
And for you, you know, when you look at the Doge, and right now that's what everybody's talking about, how are we affected by that as we think about in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, how we're affected by, let's say, threats to pull federal funds or even balancing this budget? You mentioned Shapiro.
Well, I can speak to one of my colleagues from a more rural part of Pennsylvania, where I guess a lot of the illegal immigrants, as and I look, this is very anecdotal. I don't have, you know, real proof, but of, you know, some of the activity that was transpiring down at the airport here in Philadelphia, where illegal immigrants are being kind of bussed out to different parts of Pennsylvania. But I can tell you that my colleague out in rural PA had brought up to my attention that when Doge cut off the, I guess, Social Security payments to those who are from out of this country and that sort of stuff, that there was an influx of folks coming into the office who are not supposed to be here, that they were asking, oh, can you please reinstate my payments, you know, because they don't have any money now. And you know what? Those are taxpayer dollars that hardworking Americans are giving through their taxes to our federal government, to state government and local government, to provide help and support to people, primarily Americans, not individuals who have illegally come to our country and are not supposed to be receiving those payments at all. So, you know, I think that it's certainly, you know, it's kind of being done in a more blanketed way. You know, I don't know what my approach would be, but, you know, I guess at some point you just kind of have to, you know, break the systemic problems and move forward and see how you can take corrective action. I think that's what they're doing at the federal level at this point.
Representative Martina White, you've been generous with your time. I hope you come back. I love talking with you. We love hearing from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, you take care too.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.